Virginia will possibly go another year without a legal retail cannabis market after Governor Abigail Spanberger's veto. I'm Yiqing Wang. This is WHRO News. Barbara Biddle runs a hemp business and founded the Cannabis Small Business Association. She supports a legal market but understands the veto. She says the Commonwealth needs stronger rules for industry compliance and training for police and first responders before a retail market opens.
It was a necessary action that needed to happen because while we fully support legalization, we don't think that this was the right vehicle for it.
But without a bill signed into law, the Cannabis Control Authority has a limited ability to start planning those rules for a future market. Health experts say the delay will leave consumers buying cannabis products outside of a regulated retail system, which can pose greater health risks. Yiqing Wang, WHRO News.